All across America and around the world, this is Veterans Radio. This is Veterans Radio. And now, your host for today's program, Dale Thronberry.
And good afternoon and welcome to Veterans Radio. My name is Dale Thronberry, Chief Warrant Officer, W-2 type helicopter pilot in Vietnam in 1969. I want to welcome you to Veterans Radio today. It's great to have you back. I've been off for the last month, which is hard to believe, celebrating my 50th wedding anniversary, which was awesome. We got to see Hamilton in Chicago, and we saw Willow Run in Chelsea. And so all of you out there, I encourage you to go see Hamilton. Wherever it is, just go see it. It's going to give you the biggest view of history that you've ever known. It's a great play, and the music is amazing, and the lessons that are taught during that thing and the whole thing is just great. So if you get the opportunity to go. I would strongly suggest it. We got a whole program today about helping veterans, and there are a lot of things going on in the local area, and I think it's important for you to know about them. And I do believe that the first guest is on the line. I was going to play the Air Force theme for him, but right now joining me here on Veterans Radio is Kevin Walsh from the Yankee Air Museum and Thunder Over Michigan's coming up again. Kevin, welcome back to Veterans Radio. Not Kevin. You can't reach them. Oh, okay. Well, this is always a little embarrassing. Somebody's on the phone. Who's on the phone?
It's Eric.
Okay, let's put Eric through. All right. Well, we'll come back to Kevin. Eric?
Yes, hello.
Hello. Yes. Hi, Eric. Welcome home.
It's good to be back. I'm literally getting off the plane.
I understand that. Well, we have Eric here because an organization here in Michigan is putting on a program called VetFest 2018, and that's going to be coming up on next Saturday, August 11th, from 12 to 6 p.m. Tell me about this is a tongue twister. VetFest, what it is and what your organization is all about.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, this is going to be an event hosted by the Veterans Community Action Team for Region 9. We're one of 10 different VCATs that cover the entire state. And our role is basically as an all-volunteer group to sort of facilitate all of the veteran helping agencies and individuals to sort of get to know each other, all the services they offer, and be a better network for supporting the veterans' issues throughout the counties. We serve Washtenaw County and 5 surrounding counties, a total of about 50,000 veterans. And this event will have two purposes. One is to get a bunch of vets out and have them have a really nice day out with some entertainment for free. And then secondarily, we're going to have a huge tent filled with something close to 50 different veteran supporting agencies, everything from the VA all the way down to therapy horses, Stiggy's dogs, different Fallen Wounded Soldiers Fund, all those different groups that provide resources for veterans in need. So it's going to be an excellent opportunity for vets to meet up with those who can provide services to them.
Wow, this is great. And this is going to be, where is it going to be held?
This is actually going to be held right in the parking lot of the Mount Brighton ski area. So it's really easy to get to right there by the intersection of 23 and 96. Pretty easy from all directions. We have plenty of parking, big, huge open space. Mount Brighton's going to be catering, so there's going to be a lot of great food there, and that's all free for veterans. Should be a really good time. We'll have a stage, three different bands, and a whole host of other activities. We'll have some bounce houses. The local communities really come together around this idea and getting all kinds of great donations. We'll have probably about 30 or 40 different door prizes, everything from a lease on a Ford to got golf bags, gift cards, all kinds of things. So it'll be a great day for folks to come out and enjoy.
Wow, that sounds like a great time. So this is a Brighton Vet Fest 2018, and it's going to be at Mount Brighton, August 11th, from 12 to 6 p.m. So that's next Saturday. So make sure that if you're in the area, you head out to Mount Brighton. You can't miss it. It's the only thing that you can see. You know, it's our only mountain in the area. So
that's true.
We won't go into its history. But it sounds like a great opportunity. I'm glad that you made it home safely, Eric, and thank you very much for taking the time to give us a call and filling us in on this great project that you've got going out there.
That's my pleasure. Thanks very much for letting me share it. I hope to see you. We've got about 1,000 folks registered, but we have room for more. So.
Oh, that's it. You want them to register, correct?
Yeah, there is an Eventbrite, and if they're interested for information, basically there's a central email. Join VCAT9, JOINVCAT9 at UMich. That's umich.edu. If they send emails there, it'll go to me and my leadership team, and we'll be able to answer any questions folks have and send them a link to the Eventbrite.
Okay, can I get you to do that one more time?
Sure, it's just the email address is join, J-O-I-N, VCAT, V-C-A-T, 9, so join VCAT 9 at umich.edu.
Gotcha. Join VCAT 9 at umich.edu to register, and they'll get in touch with you and give you all the information that you need. Do you still need sponsors or gifts or anything along those lines?
Sure, we wouldn't turn those away. We're looking great on that, but that they can also use that same email address to get in touch with my regional coordinator, Josh. He's the guy who's handling a lot of the footwork on the ground, doing great work, so we'll get you covered. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Eric, very much, and hopefully I can get out there myself to see this. Looks like it's going to be fun. That's the Brighton Vet Fest 2018 out, held at Mount Brighton, August 11th from 12 to 6 p.m. Be there, be square, as they say. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thanks very much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. So now, can I introduce him now? Okay. So joining us on the line is Kevin Walsh from the Yankee Air Museum, and they are coming up with their traditional Thunder Over Michigan. I was going to play the Air Force theme with all the booming jets, but I couldn't find it. So, Kevin, welcome back to Veterans Radio.
Hey, thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
All right. So tell me what's going on coming up the end of August.
Well, it's the final weekend. Basically of the summer before Labor Day, August 25, 26, the United States Air Force Thunderbirds are the headliner. It's the only appearance for them in Michigan this year. They've only been to our show twice, but even more special, we're celebrating our 20th anniversary of Thunder Over Michigan. It's been around for 20 years already.
Wow. It's a great show. It's the best air show I've ever seen.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, we try, we have about 750 volunteers, and our efforts are to make sure that our show is different than most shows, and it's complicated. It makes things harder, but our volunteers welcome it because they love to stand behind the name and they love to see the product that we put out there each and every year.
So in addition to the Thunderbirds, what else have we got going on at Thunder Over Michigan this year?
Well, in addition to obviously, the headliner, we have Sean Tucker, very notable name in the air show business. He's flying his final season. He is retiring from Solo Aerobatic Performances. The airplane that he's actually flying will be put in the Smithsonian at the end of the air show season. So it's a farewell tour for Sean. Just a couple days ago, Eglin Air Force Base confirmed they're sending two F-35 fighters on the ground. This is the tip of the spear of the United States Air Force. Mm-hmm. And, again, we don't get to see these very often. So these will be on the ground. You'll be actually talk to the pilots who fly these F-35 fighters.
Well, I know that you have a great static display of aircraft there during Thunder Over Michigan. That's one of the things I enjoy the most because, as you mentioned, you can just walk up to the aircraft and normally the pilots or the crew are there and they can answer all your questions. You've got some really big airplanes that people can go into and out of. And, of course, just your regular static display that's there every day.
Yep, absolutely. And including that static display, not only do we have some very big military airplanes, but the Germans are returning. The German Air Force has supported our show for many, many years, and they're bringing the largest static display aircraft that we're going to have this year, and that's the Atlas, the A400M,
right.
An absolutely massive transport aircraft. And again, you don't get to see or talk to international men and women of the military very often, and this is the conduit in which it all occurs.
Again, it's a great opportunity for all of us in the local area. How do we go about getting tickets for this?
Yep, yankeeairmuseum.org/airshow. The tickets are on sale now. They're discounted tickets online all the way through to Sunday of the event, so don't pay at the gate. Buy your tickets in advance, save, mm-hmm. but the most important thing to remember is kids 15 and under are free, so don't buy any tickets for the kids. They are absolutely 100% free all the time for our show. We do the best to make sure it's affordable for the family. And come on out August 25, 26. Help us celebrate 20 years of Thunder. It's going to be an incredible show.
Well, I should ask this question. What time do the gates open?
Yep, gates open at 9 o'clock. The show runs all the way through 5. We're doing something a little different this year. You get two air shows during that time period. We're going to run a full morning air show and a full afternoon air show.
Oh,
and
okay.
With an intermission in between so people can get food. They can listen to we have some bands playing on the wing of an airplane. It's an opportunity, too, to really focus on meeting the aviators and the maintainers of these aircraft. And, of course, the vintage aircraft from the Yankee Air Museum are flying rides all day. That's a great time to book a ride, too. Mm-hmm. So come enjoy an air show, fly in one of the airplanes that you'll see in the show, and then watch the second half of the show, and that's when the Thunderbirds will be performing in the afternoon.
Okay. Well, we'll have you back on before the show occurs so we can remind people that this is the event in the local area as far as seeing aircraft. And so make sure that you get an opportunity to do this. Again, coming up on, August 25th, 26th.
Yes.
Runs from 9 to 5 every day out at Willow Run at the Yankee Air Museum. It's easy to get to. Plenty of parking and just so many activities. I think you can't miss this. This is a great opportunity for you, all of you out there in the local area or all around the Midwest, to come and see what these aircraft are, and especially what some of these pilots can do. It's going to take your breath away. Not just the Thunderbirds, but that guy in it that does his stunt flying. He does take your breath away because that thing looks like it's a piece of junk, but I know it's not.
Oh, I know. And don't forget about the air-ground battle reenactments. Both will occur in the morning show and the afternoon show. 250 reenactors on the ground with heavy artillery and air support in the air. We're one of the only shows in North America that does it.
It's going to be fun. I encourage everybody to get online or get over to the Yankee Air Museum, but get online and go to yankeeairmuseum.org/airshow and find the tickets and just look at the website. Just look at the airplanes. Once you see the airplanes, you're going to say, I got to go see these up close and personal. And I know that I've seen it many times, even just driving by sometimes a jet whips over your car and just scares the hell out of you, and you go, imagine if you were really on the ground.
Yeah, exactly. The true entertainment is on the air show grounds. Catching it in a local Meyer parking lot, you're not even getting 1% of what you see on the inside.
I know, it's not the same, and all your B-25s keep flying over my house.
We were up today doing 5 hops with our 25 today.
I know, this morning.
Lots of people booking rides and experiencing that airplane firsthand.
Yeah, you were trying to give them, I guess, a view of Michigan Stadium or something. And, again, that's one of those things. You see one of them. Can you imagine seeing hundreds of them coming at one time? I couldn't do that. Anyway, Kevin, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, sir.
That you're taking out of a Sunday afternoon, and we will continue to talk about this up until the end of August the 25th and 26th. See you there, everybody. And Kevin, thank you very much.
Great. Thank you, sir.
All right. One last event that I need to publicize, and this is near and dear to my heart. And this is the Vietnam Veterans of America, the Charlie Kettles Chapter 310 is our annual pig roast is coming up. Dun, da, da. And this is going to be on Sunday, September 9th, running from noon to 4 p.m. This is our major fundraiser for the year. I just got the flyer this morning. It says, enjoy a wonderful pork dinner. Have fun. Help raise funds for caring for the County Vietnam Veterans Memorial. Parties for local hospitalized veterans. Thanksgiving dinner for Dawn Farms. And many, many other things that they get involved with. These men and women of this organization, the local chapter 310, are just they're so devoted and to their fellow veterans, not just from our era, but for the younger vets that are coming home now. We have a lot of mentoring programs that go on where we are talking with the young men and women that are coming back, because we want to make sure they aren't, that they get the opportunities that maybe some of us didn't get when we came home. And so we want to make sure that we did that. So that's the Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 310. This is a Charlie Kettles chapter, or a Charles Kettles, the Medal of Honor recipient in Vietnam. Just recently received his award about a year ago now, and so we've honored him with naming our chapter after him. So that's the annual pig roast, Sunday, September 9th, noon to 4. That's on South Wagner Road in Ann Arbor. We've got a helicopter out there. I'm going to be out there talking all about it, and I can make up some really great stories if you want me to, or I can explain how the darn thing actually works. So come on out to the annual pig roast. That's Sunday, September 9th, noon to 4, 2330 South Wagner Road, Ann Arbor, Michigan. Music, face painting, Huey helicopters, bucket drawings for many items, military merchandise for sale. If you have any questions or concerns, you can call Don Miller or Al Dyer, and Don's phone number is 734-864-2819. Again, that's Don Miller is 734-864-2819, or Al Dyer is at 734-223-4544. 734-223-4544. All right, so I've done my announcements. Holy moly, the time's going fast again. All right, we're going to take a real quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with another great organization that helps veterans, so don't miss it. We'll be right back. Okay, we're back on Veterans Radio after a very short break, as we said, but in the studio with me, I'm really excited about this. I have Dr. Lynn Phillips, who's the executive director of the Fallen and Wounded Soldiers Fund, which is an organization that I've heard all about, but I never really knew what they did. So, Dr. Phillips, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Okay, so tell me, what is this Fallen and Wounded Soldiers Fund?
Well, we are private citizens here in Michigan, and we have raised money for our post-9/11 vets for the last 13 years. We have assisted almost 1,200 veterans with $3.5 million.
Wow.
We are essentially the financial emergency room for our post-9/11 vets whose service-connected illnesses or injuries create financial hardship. And that can mean many things. They come home and they can't work. They're injured or they're ill, and their claims aren't finished yet. They may have their VA compensation money, but their the monthly income has been disrupted for some reason, and that may be their only income.
Mm-hmm.
We take care of veterans who are doing inpatient PTSD programs, if they're recovering from surgery, if they're having trouble maintaining employment because of service-connected injuries or issues. And what we are seeing after a number of years of doing this is really how long it takes the average veteran to reintegrate into the civilian world.
Yeah, it does take a while. You know, everybody says, well, you know, just leave this job right here. It's like they think it's a job. You know, so you leave this job and you start another one on Monday. And unfortunately, I mean, there's some of these men and women that can do that. But there's probably a little bit larger number that have a little bit more difficulty sometimes making that transition.
Yes, it's very difficult for many of them. You know, initially, if you've come home and you're trying to work a VA claim, that's often a full-time job in and of itself. You're not able to hold down employment. You're at the VA all the time, you know, going through the comp and pen process, seeing physicians, doing evaluations. So it's very difficult for them to hold any kind of job.
Well, you mentioned that you have these funds for emergency situations. How do, if I were a veteran and was having difficulty, whatever the difficulty might be, how do I get a hold of you, and how do you decide who gets funding and who doesn't?
Well, vets are referred to us through a variety of sources. All the major VA hospitals, their social work, the OEF, OAF Seamless Transition Team Workers will make referrals to us if a veteran has indicated to them that they're struggling financially. All the vet centers, the majority of the trust fund locations, Soldiers and Sailors Relief Funds, they're aware of our organization. They will refer to us. Some of the shelters in the area. And what vets typically come to us for help with are any number of living expenses. They may be facing eviction, foreclosure, car repossession, utility shutoffs. They may not even be able to purchase food. So when a veteran comes to us, they can come either through the website, fwsf.org. There's a little drop down. They can write us a short note.
Right.
They can call through the 800 number. That line goes directly to my cell phone. So they get they get immediate assistance.
All right, that number is 1-800-FWSF-729. FWSF, what numbers are those? It's probably in your phone book right there.
397-3729.
Okay. 397-2729. Right? Is that what you said?
37.
37.
Yes.
Getting old here.
Yes.
As we go along.
And like I said, it goes directly to my cell phone. If I don't pick up, it's probably because I'm on my landline, my office line, mm-hmm. speaking to a veteran.
Okay. Well, yeah, before we came into the studio today, you were talking about that you were helping veterans last night and today and everything else. So it seems like it's a pretty big demand on your time. I know that there's a lot of people that volunteer to help out, though.
Yeah, we have a 14-member board, and we are all unpaid volunteers. We do work evenings and weekends because emergencies don't wait for when it's convenient.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we do have to be available.
So if you authorize money to somebody, do you just direct deposit it for them, or do you send them a check, or do they have to come somewhere to get the money?
We can do it a number of different ways. Most bills, like a mortgage or a rent or a utility, we will pay that directly.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we have veterans who come to us, and their accounts are overdrawn, and they're getting charged daily overdraft fees.
Right.
So it might make sense to help with that so that at least their bank balance is back in the black, and they're not just throwing money away.
Right, yeah, $35 a crack. Right?
Yes. Or sometimes we have vets come to us, and this is often the case when the first of the month has rolled around, and for any number of reason, their benefit was not direct deposited. So they need immediate funds, maybe for food and gas.
Mm-hmm.
So we can often do a Western Union within 24 or 48 hours.
Okay.
Until, you know, my committee has a little bit more time to look over the whole picture, whatever their other bills might be.
Okay. Well, I know that you're involved heavily in fundraising all the time, it sounds like.
Yes.
And so we have an organization that's going to be helping you out. And joining me on the line right now is Don Haig, who is the owner of the Firing Line Indoor Gun Range and Gun Shop. And Don, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Good afternoon, Dale. And hi, Lynn. How are you doing today?
Good, Don. I have a ticket sale report when you want to hear it.
I always want to hear that ticket sale report. It's always a pleasure talking to Lynn. She's the hardest working lady I know.
Well, I can attest to that myself. She's probably wearing so many different hats she doesn't even know. But tell us how the Firing Line got involved with a fundraiser for them and what you've got coming up on September 16th.
Well, we do a veterans fundraiser every year. This will be our fifth annual barbecue for vets. We call it Mission Barbecue. We do a military theme. We honor our vets on the day of the barbecue, which, like you said, Dale, is September 16th. It's at our store at 33,000 Ford Road. It's out in the parking lot. We have big tents set up. We have a gentleman who's a retired Marine comes in and does the barbecue for us, and probably... I know you have a pig roast going on, Dale, but I think my barbecue is probably the best barbecue in the state.
No, I don't know. We'll see. It's going to be, you know, the week right after it, so I'm going to be I'm going to be ODing on barbecue, but that's all right. It's for a good cause.
It is for a good cause. we're hoping to get about 200 people there, and like most fundraisers, we have some silent auction items, some bucket drawings, and this is a family event. We have entertainment for everybody. We have a live band coming in. We have a magic show. Guys come in and do some magic out on the grounds. One of the gentlemen makes balloons for the kids. And we have face painting. And also, because we are a gun range and gun shop, we have the gun range open for free use while you're there if you want to partake in doing some free shooting. So that's part of your entry ticket. And the tickets are $30 for vets, $35 for veterans. And we're hoping to get about 200 people there. You can get the tickets at our store at 33,000 Ford Road.
Okay.
And we also do if you can't come to the barbecue, you want to buy, if you're into firearms, we're having an actual firearm auction that day. We're having two separate raffles, and we're raffling off some very, very high-quality, unique firearms. Everybody knows who Chris Kyle is.
Yes.
Navy SEAL that... I got out of the service and started his own fundraising. And we have a one of 1,500 firearms made in behalf of Chris Kyle. And it was that's one of the guns we're auctioning off. And that's comes with his book signed by his wife, Taya. And it's engraved on the gun. I think it's number 667 of 1,500, that particular firearm. And it's in a presentation. That's one of the firearms. So We have some $3,000 rifles and some unique firearms that you won't normally go out and buy, but if you have a chance to win them for $20 a ticket, it's a cause.
It's not a bad deal. If you're into guns, there's an opportunity for you to get some unusual guns, it looks like. I'm reading the list here, and I know you can find the list on your website and also at the Fallen Warriors, Fallen and Wounded Warriors. Soldiers Fund. God, you guys got so many names out there. I'm just trying to figure it out. But anyway, so this is going to be on Sunday, September 16th, and it runs from when to when?
4 p.m. it starts, and it closes down at 8 p.m. We start serving food about 5 o'clock, and the drawings for the firearms are going to start at 5 o'clock. And at the beginning of the ceremony, we do the Pledge of Allegiance, the Star Spangled Banner, and this year we are having a 21-gun salute to our veterans, and we're going to have a great time.
I think you are. I want to thank you very much, Don, for being here. I hope to see you out there at the firing line on the 16th. Lynn, thank you very much for being on the program. I hope to have you back on soon.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
All right. We will be right back after the news. You've been listening to Veterans Radio. Don't go away. That's an order. We'll be back. And we're back on Veterans Radio, and thanks, Mitch, for the nice words about Veterans Matter. That's an organization out of Toledo, Ohio. And what they do is that they use the money to pay the down payment for homeless vets in order to get into an apartment, because the veterans will get money from the VA to pay for the apartments, but for some unknown reason, only using VA logic, that they don't give enough money for the down payment or the deposit for these veterans to move in. And so Veterans Matter pays that money for them. And their goal was to house 1,000 veterans over the last 2 years, and they've gotten up to 2,000. So it's a great organization. Check it out. You can just look it up on the internet, Veterans Matter. Today's program is all about helping veterans, and this is what sometimes what I think we do best is just getting the word about some of these organizations out there that maybe you're not familiar with. During the first half of the program, we were talking with the Fallen and Wounded Soldiers Fund with Dr. Lynn Phillips, that they've got a fundraiser coming up at the firing line that's going to be in September to raise money for them. And what they do, the Fallen and Wounded Soldiers Fund, is they provide funds for some of these emergencies that veterans run into every once in a while. It's a Michigan-based organization, and it's mostly for the newer Iraq Afghanistan veterans. There's also in Michigan, for people that do run into these things, there is a veterans fund here in Michigan as well that does help out veterans. And as soon as I remember the name right off the top of my head, I will get that, or somebody can call me and tell me. By the way, if you have an organization out there that you'd like us to talk about on the air, you can always give us a call here at Veterans Radio. And the number today is 734-822-1600. That's 734-822-1600. Or you can go to our website, veteransradio.net, and click on the Contact Us, and then you can leave a little message, and then we'll get back to you and schedule you for another program in the future, because we plan on being around a long time. So you can do that for us. I think it's a great opportunity for us to get the word out. In fact, we're going to be talking with a young man right now who has a veteran-owned business, and it's called Respect the Flag Apparel, and it's 100% veteran-owned and operated, and he is on the line, and joining us right now is Josh Authors. And Josh, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Hey, how are you, sir? Thank you very much.
How are you, Jew and Josh?
I am very good, sir.
You don't have to call me sir. I was a warrant officer. We didn't know. I guess
very good.
I think they were supposed to call me sir. Anyhow, I got a phone call from you a couple of weeks ago, and I got back to you. So tell me all about this Respect the Flag business that you've got going.
So I was born and raised in Appleton, Wisconsin, and joined the military in 2004 to 2012. I went from Fort Benning, Georgia in the infantry to Korea to Washington to Afghanistan back to Washington. I got out in 2012, and while I was in and while I quickly got out, I noticed that people on the outside weren't given the proper respect for the flag. Police stations, fire stations, you name it. So I kind of tried to figure out a way to give back, and I started a Facebook page called Old Glory, which was just a community of trying to raise awareness to people that sacrificed their lives, and anyone who signs the dotted line that they're not sure where they're going, but they know they're going somewhere, deserves the utmost respect. So I started that page to do that, and it quickly grew to 60,000 followers. As of now, about 6 months, I wanted to figure out a way to give back, so I created a clothing company called Respect the Flag to try and promote awareness for that, as well as trying to promote awareness. I'm the Wisconsin State Ambassador for Mission 22, a nonprofit organization that is dedicated to helping veteran suicide.
Okay.
So when you buy a shirt, we like to say you buy a shirt, you save a life.
Anything we can do to save a life. I mean, the 22 veterans a day is an unacceptable number, and it's not just younger veterans that are included in those numbers. So we got to make sure that we do everything we can to prevent that. So tell me about some of these the shirts and where people can find them.
Sure, I have a website called www.rtfapparel.com, not to be confused with the Scotland website that sometimes people have gotten confused when they Google it, but that is us. It's 100% U.S. American made, 100% U.S. veteran owned, produced, and printed. The printing company I also work with is a disabled veteran owned company, and I try and keep that community as close and tight knit as I can to try and support each other even after we get out.
Okay. All right. And so this is all out of Wisconsin, and I'm reading your mission statement here. The idea here is to respect the flag. What this flag means behind the colors is our relentless priority for America. It's not just a piece of cloth. It represents our brothers' blood, sweat, and tears. We will not be quiet, and we will not stand down. We'll hold the line while holding our flag high. And the more parades I go to, I've always been impressed by the World War II veterans, and I think all of us have. And now, they're up in their 90s, and most of them. But when the flag goes by, they stand up, and they stand as straight as they possibly can, and they always salute the flag. And it just brings tears to your eyes when you see these men and women do that, suffered so much. And now it's your turn, and you're doing what sounds like the right thing to make sure that people are aware of what the flag stands for. It's not, as you said, it's just not a piece of cloth. It's got a lot of history and a lot of stories and a lot of lives that are wrapped up in it. And I appreciate what you are doing, Josh. And I hope that you're very successful at it. I'm sure you will be.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say one more thing after. They can also find Old Glory on Facebook. And also there's a Respect the Flag apparel on Facebook as well. If you need any information on anything we're doing, who we're giving back to, information on them. We're very upfront about that because we want to give back to an organization that's actually going to help veterans versus some things and options out there that don't do that.
Right. Well, yeah, we're well aware of some of the organizations out there that are trying to raise money to, quote, help veterans, and not all the money goes to help veterans. And I think that's most interesting. I'm just looking at your catalog here to see what we've got in here and see what I need to order. And it's really kind of cool stuff that you've got. I really appreciate the artwork, and I think that they're really attractive. Very nicely done. And there's men and women's apparel here, and I think that a lot of people would really like to wear these things because, we like to wear our patriotism on our sleeve sometimes, and I think this is a great way to do it.
Yep, there's a certain small percentage of men and women that can be part of something bigger than themselves. And as of right now, if you go to the website, there's a red shirt on there that stands for, I'm sure you've talked about on your show, called RED, Red Friday. People wear the color red. It stands for Remember Everyone Deployed.
Mm-hmm.
There's about a little under a week yet. We have a shirt coming out right now to do that. So if they want to check that out as well. There's about 6 days left to order.
Get that shirt out there. And how long does it take to get the shirt? If I order my
shirt
today?
Anywhere from 2 to 3 days, 3 days at the most, maybe.
Okay.
As long as you're in the States.
Okay. Well, we can do that. The website, again, is rtfapparel.com. Not to spend
yeah.
the Scottish one. You don't want to order a kilt or anything like that. So it's rtfapparel.com. It's all veteran-owned and operated. The shirts are made by a veteran company and printed by a veteran-owned company. And looks like a lot of your funds go to Mission 22 to prevent suicide. And I appreciate all of you've done, Josh. And as they always say to all Vietnam veterans, welcome home.
All right. I appreciate the time, sir.
Thank you very much, Josh. We'll be talking to you again.
All right.
Let us know how things are going for you.
I will. Thank you very much.
All righty. Bye-bye. Okay. That's another organization that we're talking about today. This is called Respect the Flag Apparel Company. And as I said, it's 100% veteran-owned and operated. The shirts are really nice shirts. They look like they're high-quality shirts. And Red Friday is coming up. This is Remember Everyone Deployed. You know, with less than 1% of the population in the military these days, it's kind of hard to keep track and remember that there are still people that are serving overseas. And it doesn't just mean that they're in, you know, in Afghanistan. As recently in the news, you found that there are people deployed in Africa. There are many people deployed in Korea and other parts of the world. So this is an opportunity. So on Friday, wear red if you can to make sure that you remember everyone deployed. And if you want to get a really nice shirt, it looks like here on his website, you can order one. He said get it today. You'd probably have it by Wednesday or Thursday just in time. And there are male and female versions of the shirt available to you. So, again, that's rtfapparel.com. Cool. All right. Let's see. What do we got now? All right. We've got her on the line. Yay. Things are working out really well. Thank you, Derek, for getting all these people lined up. I know that's a lot of work. Sometimes they don't have their phones on ring. Kind of like me. This next guest was one I just heard about, and I'll let her tell her own story anyway. So joining me on the line right now is Jennifer Garrison, and Jennifer is from Wichita, Kansas. And Wichita, Kansas, I know a little bit about. My wife went to school out in Winfield, Kansas, Southwestern College, and we would go up to Wichita once in a while and go to Sandy's Pizza. I bet people don't know that name. Anyway, Jennifer, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Well, this is a pleasure. This is an honor. This is what we love to do, and it sounds like you are doing a great thing for the veterans out there in the Wichita, Kansas area.
Oh, thank you. We love it.
Well, tell me what, then. Tell us what you're doing.
All right. So basically, about 4 years ago, my mother was at her home. I was at home with my husband, our two kids, and a news story broke about a homeless veteran that passed away by himself alone. And it really ignited a spark in us. We have military in our own families. And we met the next day, said, how is this happening? How is this happening in this day of excess? And it didn't make sense. So we started taking our lunch breaks. We worked at two different places and interviewing the Wichita Police Department, the Homeless Outreach Team, Catholic Charities, VA, United Way, anyone who had, you know, a finger on the homeless veterans, the pulse. And there was no place to go for them to heal and find themselves again. And it really, we were like, we got to do something. Mm-hmm. So it was about the next week. We both up and left our careers, no notice, because we were dead set. We were gonna jump into this full feet. Family all supported us. We found a house in West Wichita. We hold 9 heroes at a time, and we get those referrals directly from the VA, Salvation Army, Catholic Charities, and they verify they are honorably discharged heroes.
Mm-hmm.
So they call us, we go over the basic rules, and it's as simple as that. We are not government run. We did not want red tape. We wanted to jump in at 9, 10, 11 o'clock at night and go get these heroes when the police call. You know, the quicker we move, the better, and it has changed so many lives. We've had heroes that graduate from our program tell us that before they came to us, and this just broke our hearts, they had their suicide date picked out, and one was going to take his wife with them. They're now successful and back on their feet and mentoring other heroes and letting them know, hang in there. These people have got you.
I think it's so important for these young men and women and you know, people in general, just to know that somebody's out there that cares about them.
Oh, yeah.
And it, you know, it's just sometimes it's just so difficult to find, you know, the right place and the right people and so forth. And it just sounds like you and you, so it's you and your mom that are running this place?
And my husband and volunteers. We have volunteers that are so phenomenal. Basically, when these heroes, we have a bed available. We can go pick them up. If they have a car, we give them directions. The address isn't published because we want them to feel safe and secure and just focus on them. So they come to the home, and we sit down and we go over, you know, just the basics to start off with, because we don't want to overwhelm. Basically, it's, do you have an ID? 90% of my guys that come don't have an ID because they've been stolen while they're couch hopping or they've been robbed at night. I mean, how unacceptable is that? I mean, for our heroes.
Totally. It's hard. It's hard. You know, it's hard to believe that somebody could have, you know, could go through that kind of thing and survive it and at least be able to find help.
Right.
When you think
right.
of all the ones that don't find help.
Yeah, and that's what this is so important because it does, you know, spread the word that the, you know, people are out there that care. We want the best. We replace all their missing and stolen ID. We have them stay with us so they can get on their feet. We don't have an average day of, okay, you have to be out in 50 days, 60 days. Nobody's life is a cookie cutter, and we've had guys stay with us for 6 months. They got caught up on back child support. One gentleman landed a job at the VA making $28 an hour and got ahead of his child support and became debt-free. So we work with them on a one-on-one basis and help them reach their goal, not our goal. What's your goal? What do you want? So basically we do that. We get them, have volunteers get them to all their appointments, wherever that is, even if that's, you know, visiting family, et cetera. And the fun part comes with housing. Salvation Army has a program that pays for their application fee, their deposit, and up to 7 months rent.
Wow.
And then the VA has a program, of course, HUD-VASH, and they're responsible for 30% of the gross income up to X amount a month that they bring in. And we have three storage areas. All the donations from around the area, they get to go pick out whatever it is they want to make that house their home. And then two men in a truck here in Wichita, Kansas, they volunteer their time, and they have moved all 61 of our heroes. We have two more coming up for free.
This is amazing, Jennifer. We're talking with Jennifer Garrison. She's the founder of Passageways, limited out in Wichita, Kansas. And this is what we're trying to do here on Veterans Radio. We want to make sure that all of you are aware that there are organizations like Jennifer's all over this country. And, you know, whether you're in Montana or you're in New Jersey, there's something there that somebody's out there looking for you so that they can help you. And if there's one homeless veteran out there that's listening to my voice right now, just get on the phone and call me or call us, and we'll direct you toward one of these organizations. So let's suppose that here in Michigan, and we've got some great organizations here in Michigan, and they're doing, sounds like some very similar things that you are doing. But let's suppose I'm in a state that doesn't have one of these things. How would I go about doing this?
We have, our phone number here is, and it's our office number, is area code 316-721-1316, and you'll get either myself or my mother, and we would be more than happy to tell people how to start this. Let us, you know, don't reinvent the wheel. Let's tell you what works, what doesn't work, and that way you can hit the ground running. We've been very blessed. We have already got 30 cottage homes donated. We're going to be able to create a neighborhood, not a village, an actual neighborhood where we can bring in females. We'll be in one neighborhood, families. We'll be in one area as well, a separate area, keep those families together while they're all going through the process of getting back on their feet. We're going to be able to take in service animals and service dogs and companion animals, playground, and resource center. And so right now we are on a desperate search to, you know, start doing some fundraising and get the land. We're just waiting for 20 plus acres of land, and we have people ready to go. That is how quick they're moving over here to get to these heroes.
Wow. This is something, there's something, you just triggered a memory, which is hard to do sometimes, but of an organization, I think it's in Kansas City, that builds tiny homes or tiny houses.
Right. Right. This is going to be, all-encompassing. The Wichita Police Department, we have a full board, by the way. We are a 501. We use a Dunning & Dunning accountants. We believe in complete transparency. And we have all of these phenomenal people on this board. And we really wanted to make this a community of brothers and sisters who've been through the same thing. They get it. Nobody understands a veteran like a veteran. And we have found that the veterans we graduate that go into the same apartment complexes thrive because they're watching out for each other. They've got each other's backs, and we really wanted to continue that in a neighborhood atmosphere.
I think it's great because some of these men and women, all they need is a mission.
Yeah.
Right, just send me on a mission. I can do it. You know?
Exactly, yeah, and I've had a lot of guys, they'll come back and they want to mentor the other heroes that are coming in, and we give them a hand up. You hear that a lot, but sometimes that's what they need is just that hand up. Give me a chance to get back on my feet, and we are there for them. Our phones are on 7 days a week. We've been doing this for 4 years, so when you get that VA call from a veteran who's being dismissed on a Saturday, who otherwise would have gone back under a bridge.
Right.
But instead, he can come to us, and we can go pick him up at the hospital and pay for meds if we're waiting for his benefits to go through. All of, you know, our donation money goes to help with things like that.
You mentioned that in addition to providing housing, that you also do rehabilitation of these men and women, and also some job training and things along those lines?
Right. We've already people on board that tell us, okay, as soon as you get heroes and let me know if anybody falls in this category, I want to hire them. We can go on Facebook. You can find us on Passageways LTD on Facebook, and you'll see us go in there. And if I have a hero that is wanting a job in construction, I can put a request out without giving that hero's name out. And the Facebook will blow up with people wanting to hire him. So I screenshot those, and I'll send them over to that hero, and he can hit the ground running.
I am looking at that right now.
And our graduations are on there as well. We do live feeds. And I tell you what, there's nothing like seeing somebody come to you that is so broken, and there's just no glimmer. There's no excitement about life. Mm-hmm. And what a shame when they've given it all, and to come back and be that lost to graduation day when they are beyond excited, they're crying and hugging you, they're reunited with their kids are now coming to visit them, and we help furnish the clothes for the kids and the bedding and the beds, etc. And they're on top of the world, and that's how it should be.
I agree. It just sounds like you can hear your passion in your voice, and this is what, you know, there are so many people like you across the country, that just want to help. And if we can get these men and women to understand that there are people who want to help and they don't want anything for it.
Right.
And
exactly.
You know, they're not out to take your money or whatever your identity or whatever it may be, that they just want to help you, as you mentioned earlier, kind of give you a lift up, and then, it's like, a baby bird. Here, go fly again and see what happens.
Wow. I had somebody mention to us, well, aren't you in competition with other people with fundraising? And I said, how can you be in competition when we're all on the same page? We all want nothing but the best. We have the other agencies, which I love, Catholic Charities, United Way, VA. Whenever they get to help a hero out and they move them into a place and they're missing items that hero needs, they can call us and we give those items to them.
Mm-hmm.
They can come over and pick out whatever they want. So it's not just about the nine heroes within the house. It's about all heroes.
It is, and if you've got nine, but it sounds like you're going to have a lot more space for many, many more.
Oh yeah, we're praying the land comes.
I think it's pretty excited. All right, so the company itself is Passageways Limited. It's a 501c3. You can always help them out. You can go to their website and see what they're up to. Very easy to maneuver. It's passagewaysltd.org. And if you want to talk to the boss, you just ask for Jennifer, or actually her mom, probably, you know, Susan up there.
Yeah,
I was
going to say,
right
wait
away.
A minute.
Well, she's not on the phone, so I'm talking to you right now. So we'll make sure that we get this up on our website so people can find it. Thank you very much, Jennifer, for being on the program.
Thank you.
I think you've got such a great idea going, and so far you're successful at it. And just let us know what's going on. If you ever want to get on and, we'll promote an activity, let us know about it, and we'll see what we can do. And if I get out to Kansas again, maybe we'll stop on by.
Private tour. You got to give me a call. We'll get you a tour.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Well,
Jennifer Garrison.
Thank you for your time.
From Passageways Limited. It's housing for homeless veterans. And it's just a great organization. Thank you for contacting me, Jennifer, and have a blessed day. Thank you.
Absolutely. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Whew. Wow, what a great bunch of organizations, folks. This is what we're trying to do here. This is what we want to do at least once a month, to talk about these other organizations that are all across the country that are helping veterans. No cost to the veterans, no contact worries, no anything. All they want to do is give you a hand and help you out. You know, there are those of us who are veterans who have been very fortunate. We have great families. We've been very fortunate in our lives and in our jobs, and there are others out there that haven't been so lucky. And so our job is to make sure that we can help them. Can you imagine calling this woman up and saying, I need a job, and the next thing you know, you got one? This is what we're looking for. So we want you to listen in on Veterans Radio every week, every Sunday from 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We've got podcasts. We got everything going out there, folks. So make sure that you tune into Veterans Radio next week, and we'll be back again to talk to you, America's heroes, Veterans Radio, the voice of America's veterans. Until then, you are dismissed.